in the company of Tony Pulis. Meet the Manager, exclusively on Plymouth Sound.
The types of players that we're trying to sign, do they have to fit into the style of our play? I mean, Argyle have a history of one-route football, up to Mickey Evans. I would like to see the midfield run with the ball at the opposition a bit more.
Was Mickey Evans playing when Paul was manager? Yeah. When you got promoted twice?
Yeah, he was.
Again, you talk about individuals, and I don't want to talk about individuals, but I've been delighted at Mickey's attitude and his commitment for the team, and the supporters who have gone away and watched him play away. You know, he's been fantastic. I think for a person, you know, who's supposed to be coming to the end of his playing days, his attitude has been fantastic. And what he's done as well within the dressing room, he's been very, very good on the training ground, in the dressing room. Is he a Plymouth lad? Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I didn't know that, but it's written right through him. He's desperate for this football club to be successful and desperate for the team to push on. And, you know, we need those sort of players. In respect of Route 1, I spoke to a fella called Amadeo. He's actually Mourinho's agent. And he said one of Mourinho's principles is that after four passes, the team should be getting crosses or shots in. And I think if you watch him, you know, I think Wenger's criticised them for being long ball or this, that and the other. I think they've got a fantastic balance. They play football when they can play football. And if there's space behind, they play that long pass. At the end of the day, you've got to play to the strengths of your players and you've got to get the best out of those players. You know, I'd love to have, you know, players who could take the lace out of the ball and win games week in, week out, like Arsenal do by passing the ball from back to front. But unfortunately, at this present moment, we're not in that position. But I think you've got an honest group of players here. And I think those players are working hard and trying to do the damnedest that they possibly can.
An hour in the company of Tony Pulis. Meet the Manager, exclusively on Plymouth Sound.
Do you believe the average Argyle fan's getting value for money at the moment?
It's difficult for me, Rich, because I've only been here for a month. But I think over the last 4 years, I'd say you've had unprecedented success, mate, and you should be delighted at the way your football club has pushed on.
This is Plymouth Sound. Coming up soon, find out what Tony Pulis thinks of cup games. First of all, a question from Frank Harper.
I've been going to Home Park since 1961. It's not a boast, it's just a drug. In all that time, we have been looked upon as underachievers. What makes you think that you're the man to make us achieve?
I think the reason why I took the job was because of what you said, is that you believe that with the club being isolated and being by itself, if you did bring success to the football club, then the crowds would come in. It would give you the opportunity then to invest again and push the club further. I think there's only a few clubs now left. I think Hull City, Cardiff City definitely, and this place, without a question of a doubt. They're the three clubs I think have got the potential to actually push on and become bigger, bigger clubs if you get it right on the pitch.
Meet the Manager, exclusively on Plymouth Sound.
1-0 games, whilst getting the results we need, aren't pretty to watch. Is that enough for Tony?
Unfortunately, I like results. I like winning. And I think there's definitely a balance. And I think if you can win well and score lots of goals, then brilliant. But sometimes you need those 1-0 horrible 1-0s to set you on the way, because there's no bigger incentive or no bigger fill-up in the dressing room than winning games. And I think confidence is a major, major factor, especially with players today. You know, the players today are different to the majority of you, and you know, it's a different generation. They're spoiled. They get everything that you could possibly imagine. You know, we spoil them, or this football club spoils them massively. You know, they have their meals cooked for them. You know, they've flown to games, they come back, you know, they get spoilt rotten. And there's a lot of insecurity in players, and what you've got to do, you've got to try and wash that insecurity away, but hope that you get enough results that their confidence will push them on for further and better things.
Plymouth Sound.
What importance do you give to cup competitions?
I think the biggest thing for me with cup games, and I actually went to the Barnet game, is that I think you have got to play your strongest team. I think it's important for the position we're in at the moment, financially, that, you know, that game at Man United could have meant and could have given the football club a massive fill-up financially and given us the opportunity to push on a little bit further, hopefully, with a little bit invested in the team. But, you know, the performance at Banet was poor. And, again, I went to the game with a friend of mine and it was one of those games where you think, you know, as the football club got enough to stay in the league, and after that performance, there was certainly one or two doubts in my mind.
So, time for the last question of the evening, and there was only one question that could be.
No disrespect to our previous managers, but you've been sweet-talking us now for the last three-quarters of an hour. If you managed to make a name for yourself in the club down here, would you do exactly the same as Paul did and leave us in the lurch?
Well,
I think the biggest thing here for me is that I've come to a football club that hopefully is as ambitious as I am, and that if the two of us can get where we want to get, then why not do it together?
And that's it on Meet the Manager. If you want to hear more, don't forget you can on our website, plymouthsound.com. Our thanks to Rick, Dan and all the staff at Argyle, especially, of course, the man himself, Mr. Tony Pulis, who, in my opinion, is not only the man for taking us where we want to go as fans, but also for giving this city a football club every Plymouthian can be proud of. And it's not just me saying that. Here's a reaction from some of the fans after the event last night.
I think he comes over as a very confident manager, and I'm pretty sure he's the right guy for the job.
I think he's been very committed, very honest. He's not committed himself, but he said he'll work hard for the club. One thing I do like, he likes players to be honest, committed.
Very honest, very straightforward, has not ducked any questions, and has given us a great deal of optimism for the future.
He's coming here, he hasn't dodged any of the questions. Like Mike said, then I think there's great optimism for the future if he's going to continue in that way.
I've been very impressed with him so far tonight. You know, he's been honest. I think he's the sort of manager which will keep us up.
It's quite refreshing to see that the manager is just a normal chap.
And I like that he admitted that he plays a long ball sometimes, but it's his way of football, which a lot of us don't like the long ball, but if that's the way they get the club forward, all the best.
Well, I thought they were much better than I expected. It just proves that you can't believe all you hear.
An hour in the company of Tony Pulis. Meet the Manager, exclusively on Plymouth Sound.
And the whole chat with Tony from last night is ready to download at plymouthsound.com.